friend. We are back in business. I haven't been here for a couple of weeks, if you haven't noticed. I appreciate your patience and thank you for being back. I was taking a little hiatus, not planned, but I was on other podcasts. So if you're a Polish speaker, I invite you to listen to Lydia's America Ia, and we have two episodes together. One on my kind of whole story in the United States, and two on plastic surgeries. However, that last episode that I was interviewed for and I was on just last week was not sensational. It is not anything crazy. So if you are a Polish speaker, these two are phenomenal and they'll be linked below. And then last week I joined Justin Green for the second time and we talked about money because he is a financial advisor. This is obviously in English, and you can listen to that one as well. It will be published very soon, and we will definitely talk about it on social media. And I actually talked about content and creating content for business. So if you are curious about this topic, or if you are a business owner, you will learn a ton from this one. But welcome back. It's Monica here, Monica Amuser Podcast, and today I want to speak with you from my heart and my soul, with sciatica ranging my right butt cheek. I overtrained my legs. I love training legs. I overtrained them, so now I'm like, oh, struggle is real. There's nothing worse than overtraining something. My fault. So I'm resting my body, hopping in my sauna blanket as much as I can, and foam rolling. So this is a reminder for you. Take care of your body. Don't just use it. You have to take care of it. Also, in this same realm, mindfulness. Because I could have gotten upset with my body or my leg or my butt cheek for not working properly. But instead, I am aware that I caused it. I am aware exactly what it is. Of course, I have a greater body awareness than a typical person after years of training and obviously knowing the body. And if you just pay attention to what you're eating, what you're doing, what you're reading, how much you're sleeping, what you're drinking, who you are surrounded by, you'll be able to notice patterns. Stick to the ones that you like. Stick to the empowering people. Stick to the food that makes you feel good. Stick to the activities that leave you on fire in the best way possible. All right. I want to talk to a very specific person today. And this is going to resonate with you. If you have been working on your goals diligently, if you have been focused, committed, and crossing your goals off your list. Perhaps you're working with me, maybe you're working with someone else, but the bottom line is that you have accomplished many of your goals, perhaps even all of your goals, and you're just cruising right now. This is for you. This podcast, this recording is for you. You to remember that in life, when you are doing what you're doing, there will be times when you're climbing, and there will be times when you reach that new level and you stay there. And that new level becomes your baseline. You see, in many circumstances in life, for example, a bodybuilding competition or running a marathon, you will take on this prep and you are eating a specific way or you're training the specific way, and then you have that day of your competition, of your race, and you're running that race, you're doing that competition, maybe that CrossFit or powerlifting also could apply. And this is a very simple example, but it could apply to many things. Paying off debt, saving money, whatever it is that you're working on, opening or starting a business. So you're working to the peak, for the peak. And you get to the peak, and then from the peak, you go back down. you're not gonna look the way you look on during the day of the competition, of bodybuilding competition. You will not be marathon ready every single day. You have that peak and then you have to go down. Now, it is not like that if you're climbing the mountain of life. And what I mean by that is, if you are the kind of human being who's committed to a continuous growth, development of self, self-mastery, and that is on many levels, right? Because there's no way to commit yourself to growth when it comes to fitness, but not your mindset. It's going to be very short-lived if you are pushing fitness goals, but your mindset is not there. Respectively, your degrees and your certifications and your titles and work achievements will not be it if your health is in shambles. And respectively, your personal relationships, your finances, your home, all of it has to work in sync in order for you to really be able to up-level your life. But you're the kind of person who has been doing all of those things, and you've up-leveled. Now, I want you to remember one thing, and that's something that will resonate with you because I see it on you, and I see it in my coaching relationships with clients who work with me one-on-one in performance coaching, that you have it that you have to continuously climb. But that's not the case, nor is realistic. And unlike with the fitness competition or a marathon, you got ready for that new level, and it's not a peak that you will drop from. You got that new level, and now it's time for you to settle on that new level, to have this new level become your new baseline, so that you can get going with new goals, with new challenges, with the next level that you want. But you have to get almost comfortable on that new level. Comfortable as in you're cruising. Yes, it's challenging, but it became your normal. Yes, it's might be difficult at a moment, but it's not something unfamiliar to you. Yes, it's still a matter of maintaining many commitments and juggling lots of things and making sure that you are keeping up with all of them, but it's not as difficult as it once was, especially not at the beginning. And so I'm here to remind you that you do not need to continuously climb, that you do not need to always be challenged. Now, of course, this is not an invitation to just sit and look and be like one of those folks who say, I'm just maintaining now. Because you know, there's no such thing as maintaining. If you got your hair done or your nails done, you say, okay, now I'm not going to get them done. I'm not going to do anything around these things because I'm just going to maintain. Your hair grows, your nails grow. Same thing, your fitness will change and you constantly have to work on it. Same thing, your business. Same thing, your relationship. Same thing, your finances. There's no such thing as doing nothing and calling this maintaining. If you're not doing anything, you're not maintaining, you're regressing. And I think a lot of folks forget this, but not you. You know that, you know better. So now, a long time ago, in 2016, when I left Boston, when I was about to leave Boston because I was not fulfilled, I had this feeling that I was not making a difference for my clients. At that point, I was working at HealthWorks for a few years and I was competing. And I think the only reason why I remained there for that long, and it was close to 8 years, I believe now, is that I had my own challenges that I took on, meaning bodybuilding. So work was one of the things, and then my own personal journey of competing was another thing. So together, I grew as a human being, as a coach, as a employee over there, and also myself personally. And so the work didn't become boring and redundant quickly because it took some time. But when I competed for the last time in 2015 and then 16, I was already doing a ton of personal development with Landmark, both in New York, both in Boston. I saw how small I was playing and how repetitive and not challenging and the work was, and how much I was missing growth, how much I was missing a challenge. And I also thought, since I am so unfulfilled, going to work, same old, nothing challenging, nothing new, I thought clients don't deserve to have me this way. Literally, this is how I thought. These people are paying big money to work with me here, and I'm coming kind of like, meh. And trust me, they probably didn't know, but I'm the kind of person who brings next level enthusiasm to fitness. And I didn't do it. They still got good workouts, that everything was still fine. And probably, again, probably no one knew this, but I felt it. And I didn't want this to spill anywhere. Therefore, I quit my job and I left. Now, I didn't realize at that time that these people really needed me. And another reason too was that a lot of the folks at that point worked with me for a very long time, so they were not having massive changes or transformations. It was just more about doing the thing and maintaining what they were, and they were not going up or down. They were just staying the same, and that felt boring to me and not exciting, because I didn't feel like I was making a difference for them. Now, fast forward a year, year and a half, and those ones who didn't choose to work with me remotely, and back then remotely meant just via email, without any software, without any Zoom classes, without anything that we have right now, started reaching out to me how much they missed me, how much they regressed. And I realized then that maintaining in that case was not really maintaining. They were continuously working to remain where they were. And it was not that they were maintaining, aka doing zero. They were doing the work required to stay with these new results and perhaps creating their new baseline. But obviously, by me leaving, and you know, I had my own life too, but by me leaving, we disturbed this maintenance of this new level. And by them stopping or not continuing training at all, they also obviously regressed big time. And so back to you and back to now, I want you to really sit with this accomplishment of, look at your new baseline. There are things that you don't question anymore. There are things that you do now that are just normal for you. Maybe after a stressful day before, you ran home and you drank wine. Now you go home and you lift. Maybe before, you spent hours at night scrolling on social media, comparing yourself to other people. And now you have a whole routine where you read, when you meditate, when you have a night routine, and it works for you so much better. And so I want to acknowledge you. And I also want to bring this to your attention, because if it's hidden from you, you will be making yourself wrong from not making these big leaps and huge progress. And you are going to be referring to the beginning of your journey, when you started climbing that mountain of life, or that next level of your, kind of how I see it in the eyes of my imagination, it's like a pyramid. And you're climbing, you have to, you know, climb like a climber. There's nothing there, just like a maybe harness and some ropes, and you're climbing that next level, and then you arrive at that next level. You're not going to immediately go and climb the next level. You have to sit, chill, look down, see how far you've come, and then when this new level is your baseline, then you start climbing again. That's kind of how I see it in the eyes of my imagination, and maybe that's going to be helpful visual for you as well. And I want you to remember that there's not always this rush. There doesn't need to be rush, because if you rush and if you don't sit and if you're not mindful about the journey, you might slip and fall many levels down. And this is very clear when it comes to fitness, because when folks do something obsessive, crazy, something that's not sustainable, a lot of times they revert to their old ways. And while this is not sexy and not marketable and not something that's very cool to put in a reel or a TikTok, the truth is that it is not that that will keep you forever happy, healthy, and hot, as you know, hot as in confidence. That's what I mean. So today I want you to sit in the accomplishment, sit and acknowledge yourself for the new baseline that you have, and really look at your days now versus look at your days before and see how different it is for you. The way you operate now versus the way you operated before. And really sit in the accomplishment. It's not for you to get in the la-la land of like, I'm amazing, although you are amazing, but it is to just settle yourself in that new baseline. The things you do now, the person you are now, it is vastly different from the things you did before and the person you were before. And now you are here. Settle in that so you can really be in the accomplishment and really see, okay, this is my new baseline. Let's climb up. Because only from that you can successfully go and get another level and go and get another level the way you want to. Not just because you have to accomplish some new thing. Oh, I got the fitness now. Now should I start a business or should I start traveling? Without shoulds or woulds, just sit down, and then only then when you become still, mindful, when your life in a way becomes kind of not boring but just repetitive, you'll be able to see what's missing, what is the next thing that you want. It's almost like, again, if we go back to the pyramid and climbing, you climbed so hard and it got a little dusty and a little messy, and you have to sit down and you have to let the dust settle, and then you can see clearly, look up and see which direction of the mountain of life you want to go. But if you just climb for climbing, it's not going to be very fulfilling. And I know a lot of you type A folks have this issue where you're just accomplishing for the mere fact of accomplishing, but you have very little satisfaction from it. Oh, I know this, and I know this from all, I want to say, edges of the world. Because I hear from you and we talk, and you have to slow down in order to be able to disappear this. So, hope this was helpful. If something specific here resonated, definitely shoot me a message on Instagram. Let's talk. And thank you so much for being here. And if you are someone who wants to dive deeper in your stuff, and you've been especially working with me in fitness for a long time, reach out. Let's have a chat about performance and life. And maybe there's something specific that you want to work on and you have been procrastinating with. I would be delighted to help you with it. And in the meantime, please hit the 5 stars so we have them for later. Happy spring. I appreciate you being here.